Talking about the beauty of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you don't know where to start. Should you start with the blessed face of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Should you start with the blessed eyes of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Should you start with the blessed features of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Where are you to start? Let me take you back to the time of migration. When Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with his most closest companion, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, they migrated towards the city of Madinatul Munawwarah from the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. During this migration, they stopped at many, many different places. One place that they stopped at was at the tent of an individual who is known as Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. At that time, she had yet not accepted Islam. At that time, she was still not a believer. But it was her custom, it was her habit that from her seerah, her biography, her personality was such that whoever would pass by traveling, she would give them something. She was very hospitality. Her hospitality was great. She would always give them something. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, also the guide. These four individuals, they stopped at the tent of Sayyida Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When they got to this tent of Sayyida Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they asked her, "Do you have anything that you can give us?" She turned around and she said that you have come at a difficult time, a time that is not the best for me, because at that time it was a famine that was going on. It was very dry times and there was a famine happening on. She goes that if I had anything, believe me, I would not step back in doing your hospitality.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the words that she said, because this was part of her character, her personality. So Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she goes that unfortunately I don't have anything. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at a distance in the corner, he saw a goat. That goat was very, very old, was very, very weak. And he said to Sayyidina Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that I see that you have a goat. Would you allow me to take milk out of this goat? She turned around and she goes that this goat, it doesn't have the capability and the ability